AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The chief of the Lake County Major Crimes Task Force says officers in northern Illinois are expanding their search for three alleged cop killers. George Filenko is also seeking help from citizens in the area where Lieutenant Charles Joseph Glinowitz was killed.
Canvassing, talking to people in the area, reviewing those videos that somebody had asked a question about, and building leads off of that. As always, we're relying on the public, too.
A woman and her son visited a makeshift memorial today in the village of Fox Lake where the officer died.
We send prayers to the family, to all law enforcement that is still looking. May they be safe. Definitely said a lot of prayer over and over for the family during their grief right now.
The sheriff in Bexar County, Texas, says investigators are going to take a closer look at video of the shooting of an unarmed man. Susan Pomerlow says deputies thought the man was holding a knife at the time they shot him.
We saw an individual's, Mr. Flores, hands up, and then he was shot. The important thing is being able to know what happened in that sequence.
A judge has ruled that all six Baltimore, Maryland police officers charged in connection with Freddie Gray's death will be tried separately. The Arby's restaurant chain is apologizing after an employee at a location 20 miles north of Miami refused to serve a police officer last night. The manager ordered the employee to serve the sergeant, but after that, she said she no longer felt hungry. The White House says it's encouraged that more than a third of the Senate has now announced support for the nuclear deal with Iran. This is AP Radio News. Stocks bounced back today from a plunge the day before.
The three major averages end the day in positive territory. The Dow gained 293 points to close at 16,351. The NASDAQ added 113 points, driven by Apple stocks, which were up more than 3%, and the S&P gained 35 points. The Dow sank almost 470 points the day before as traders worried about more signs of weakness in China's economy, as well as the possibility of a rate hike by the Fed. Julie Walker, New York.
A Disney star of the 1960s has died of Parkinson's disease at the age of 84. Dean Jones's boyish good looks and all-American manner made him Walt Disney's favorite young actor for such lighthearted films as The Love Bug. Jones also had a small role as a disc jockey in Elvis Presley's hit movie, Jailhouse Rock. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.